What you're looking at, the very latest pictures, more areas around the capital, Kiev, coming under attack on day two of Russia's full-scale attack on Ukraine. Explosions and gunfire being reported in a northern district. It's called Obolon. It is about 15 kilometres from the city centre. Pedestrians reportedly running for safety to the sound of small arms fire. Larger blasts could be heard around the city centre. The Ukraine Defense Ministry has urged citizens to stay at home. We will stay with those pictures and re-rack them for you as you try to get a sense of what's going on there. So it's 9 hours GMT. That's 11 a.m. local time. Andrew Simmons is our correspondent there. Andrew, dramatic events unfolding by the minute now where you are. And that column of tanks, we think, making its way down from the border with Belarus.
Yes, it's how much of the column of tanks is on the move is unclear because Ukrainian forces blew up a bridge which was approaching Obolon. That bridge is completely destroyed. It's impossible for the column to advance beyond that bridge. We're not sure of the amount of firepower that's crossed it, but we do know that there has been fierce fighting between Ukrainian forces and this column. We're not sure whether they had detachments of anti-tank missile troops there or not. We're not clear on it, but there's been a large number of explosions. We've heard from here. It's around about 15 kilometres, probably between 10 and 15 kilometres in this direction, which is the northwest. And we're hearing a number of things. We're hearing that civilians were running for their lives. It is a residential district, high-rise apartments there. And we're also hearing from the Ministry of Defence, which says has been calling on people to stay indoors in this residential area, even though quite often the air raid sirens are sounding, but it's been reasonably quiet for the past 40 minutes. They are being asked to throw Molotov cocktails if they can somehow make such things with clear bottles and petrol at any Russian troops they can see, which is an extraordinary request from the Ministry of Defence. But basically, that is the a frame of mind most people are in right now. If you want to do something, you've got to try to resist violently the Russian aggression. Now, we're also hearing that the amounts of ammunition being passed on to civilians is getting extraordinary. Something like 10,000 AK-47s. People you see, we've seen people in the streets with rucksacks with AK-47s just shoved in. So we have a situation now where we do have a close contact now between Ukrainian forces and Russian forces within shouting distance. No, that's an exaggeration. But certainly within 10 kilometres of the city on the northwest entrance, and a Crimean Russian column from Crimea is approaching on another level altogether, from a different direction. But effectively, what they're trying to do is three separate armored columns with all the backup needed, and of course air cover as well, and all the missiles being thrown into the equation are trying to do a triangular action on the city. To basically seal it off. They were not sure exactly, obviously, what tactics are going on in certain areas, but the Ministry of Defence is also warning about Russian undercover saboteurs within the city itself. There have been shooting incidents. You hear of them all the time, sort of unprovoked sometimes, but certainly there is a lot going on and a lot of tension.
We'll get to what happened overnight in Kiev in a minute or two, if we may, Andrew. But just to go back to this, or to stay with the discussion on this column of tanks that you're reporting for us here this hour. It's a sizable distance from Kiev to the border with Belarus. If this long convoy of tanks, and we're also seeing on the footage that we're playing in from this end, I know you guys can't see it where you are, but we're playing in user-generated content and also news agency footage of what looks like armoured personnel carriers or troop movement lorries and trucks on the roads in that area. If that column of tanks got from Belarus to 10K from Kiev overnight, they did it quite quickly and they didn't encounter much resistance because they're there. They've made it. They're on the outskirts of Kiev.
Well, you're asking the right person to estimate timings on that because, as a team, we went to beyond Chernihiv, which is a town where they did meet some resistance, and further on to Senkivka. Now, that is the furthest crossing point you can find on the Belarus-Ukraine border. It actually is a three-way border because it's the border with Russia as well. Now, we visited there on the Wednesday and we saw the sort of defences that border had got. They were minimal. And the border guards, who are very, you know, it's possible they're not alive anymore. The border guards we spoke to said, yes, it's going to be tough. We won't be able to resist it, but we'll better call in forces that will. That border, if we drove it there and it was about 3 hours, yeah, it was 3 hours. And coming back, we stopped a few times. It was about 3.5. Now, bear in mind this, that when the onslaught was launched on the Wednesday morning in the early hours, the Thursday morning in the early hours, there was a movement all around. It wasn't just air raids, missile launches. It was a movement of armory from all borders. So if you actually work that out, it's taken, you know, a day and a night for that column to get on the outskirts of this city. It's met resistance. It's a long column. It's met a lot of resistance by air and on the ground as well. But it's armory and it's got air cover. So it doesn't take a lot to really work out with mathematics that that column is on the outskirts of the city. In what state it's in, we're not sure.
As you're talking to us, Andrew, we have access to some more live pictures of what looks like a downed military aircraft someplace close to where you're reporting from. It looks like it either came down with a fireball or it started a fireball as it landed. Just to fill in the backstory to this, we flick a switch and we tap into, for the sake of our viewers watching this, we tap into a feed of pictures. We have no control over what the camera crew there on the ground in Kiev are filming, but they've chosen to rest that shot on a completely and utterly destroyed building. To the right of that, there is the remnants of what is clearly an aircraft. Mm. We saw the remnants of the aircraft fuselage, which is almost completely destroyed, a couple of aircraft engines. That's just one aspect, Andrew, of what's been going on overnight. Just walk us through how much fire, how much of the distant crump of conflict could you hear there in Kiev in the hours of darkness?
Well, that's wreckage you're looking at, I can tell you, I can confirm, because there's only one plane that's been shot down in the past 6 hours. It was a fighter bomber blown out by Ukrainian air defences, and sadly it crashed into the building. You're probably seeing the wreckage of that building. It hit that civilian area and burst into flames, naturally. And we don't know the casualties there. We know that there is at least one person dead. That is what happens in war. Not only was that plane blown out of the sky, but the Ukrainian's Ministry of Defence is saying that two cruise missiles were shot they would have exploded, obviously, so they would have reached the ground, they would have hit the ground in flames, the remnants of them. They were hit overnight as well. So the Ukrainian air defences are working. They may not be intensive, but they were working overnight. You could hear the outgoing a lot during the night, and the thump of distant artillery, the crashes of missiles hitting military targets on the outskirts of the city. But what we're finding now, as all the armory gets closer, is they're getting into civilian areas, and the civilian casualty rate is going to increase. There's no doubt about it. And I'm only talking about the capital here. Remember, just about every big city in Ukraine is under attack. Kharkiv was having a terrible time of it all the way through Thursday. People in a desperate state, and people in queues to donate blood at medical points.